Zimmerman and his acquittal in Florida. So the verdict has certainly created a ripple in a lot of different directions. Remember, you can always be a part of this deal too. Fair or foul with the verdict, I think that's the big thing. And is there a civil rights case to go after here? Was Trayvon Martin's civil rights, were his civil rights violated? The Justice Department is looking into it. I think it's a stretch because it certainly is nothing like the Rodney King beating, for example, where you had a mountain of video and an extremely different story being told there. However, there was definitely pressure on the Attorney General and the DOJ, rather, to come up with something, let's say that. There were so many protests, hundreds of protests, in fact, that the president asked the nation to respect what was happening and just to have calm reflection instead, getting in front of this thing, realizing what was going on, that there were some vigils that were peaceful, and that was fine, but in New York City and whatnot, but there was also the possibility of violence starting to erupt across the nation because people think back, I mentioned Rodney King, and people think back to what happened with the riots and the fires and everything else in Los Angeles. So in this case, in now what is the verdict, specifically, the president's words were, I know this case has elicited strong passions, and in the wake of the verdict, I know those passions may be running even higher. I now ask every American to respect the call for calm reflection from two parents who lost their young son. As we do, we should ask ourselves if we're doing all we can to widen the circle of compassion and understanding in our own communities. And see, this was tied to gun violence. He says we should ask ourselves if we're doing all we can to stem the tide of gun violence that claims too many lives across this country on a daily basis. To re-rack, a Florida jury on Saturday night found Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch volunteer, not guilty of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the shooting that became the ripple that became a tsunami that grew from a confrontation as 17-year-old Trayvon Martin walked home from a convenience store back in February of last year. So the verdict closed a case in a state criminal court, Florida, that got a lot of national attention. And then there was a public outcry. A lot of this focused on, what do you think, race. So reaction that has now generated to some protests, including outside the White House, by the way. There were protests in small suburban areas and especially in some very, very, very big cities. So reaction pouring into the verdict and a lot of people wanting to know, how did this jury arrive at this verdict? And the word came down that initially the vote was split, you know, when they take votes and then they try and they take votes again and are they going to ultimately have a consensus on this or not? And they did. So the curious thing is, and the thing that people always want to know, and I think it's great for a knowledge for future, and it's great for knowledge to know a little bit of background on the case as to how they arrived at the verdict. Juror B37 actually spoke to CNN and talked about a couple of different aspects on this, including what it was like after the vote, the no doubt, and, you know, how emotional this whole thing was.
It was just hard thinking that somebody lost their life. And there's nothing else could be done about it. After we had put our vote in, and the bailiff had taken our vote, that's when everybody started to cry. I had no doubt George feared for his life and the situation he was in at the time.
Yeah, and see, you heard what she said, there is no doubt. And the no doubt is the thing that the jurors say they ultimately arrived at, that it was a tragedy, it shouldn't have happened, that kind of thing from the human aspect. But saying that he was getting his head smashed into the cement and that he feared for his life, and in a state where there is the stand your ground law and your right to defend yourself, that's exactly what happened here.
And just an update on that, this juror actually had a book deal
before
the interview. Since this interview, her literary agent has now dropped her, and she's no longer going to pursue a book deal.
You're kidding. I didn't know that aspect of it.
It just came out right now.
Wow. How about that? Going from I'm going to write all about it to forget about it, now you're not going to hear about it other than maybe this interview. Wow. That's crazy. So the world is certainly reacting to this. After the acquittal, like I said, there was protests. You heard Matt just updated us on the story there. Thanks for that, Matt. On the juror who, he's right, had initially cut a book deal. And, you know, it's the thing she said at the end, though, it's about the letter of the law and how you interpret the law. We're supposed to be, supposedly when you're a juror, you're supposed to listen to the evidence and listen to, you know, you're not taking your personal biases in the door, supposedly, and you listen to what's presented. And what was presented was that this guy was definitely struggling. It doesn't matter if he shouldn't have and gotten out of the car and that whole thing, but he was struggling then to save his life afterwards when the two of them went at it. So getting caught up in it and getting caught up into the reaction has been kind of interesting to see as the evidence that was presented and the amount of evidence, there was a mountain of different kinds of evidence, the exhibits that totaled just over 200. They talked about things about, you know, it's like the expert on the gunshot wounds testified that the rain could have washed away and affected evidence collected from, you know, Martin's hands. And there were so many strange twists in this. But what was made during the trial and that why that was so big is, why was there so little blood on Martin and Zimmerman, who said he fired in self-defense because he was being beaten and feared for his life and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And he's the only living person who witnessed the entire thing, the entire incident. So there isn't a lot of physical evidence that you can look at to fall back on or to parcel out to the jurors. And then, you know, there's the teenager who spoke to Trayvon Martin on the phone moments before he was shot, Rachel Gentile, who initially resisted coming forward. She said she didn't want to get involved. And during those 2 days of testimony, it was so tense and combative and wild that, was she really a star witness or was she a train wreck? And so the bottom line is, what the jurors heard is a guy who was defending himself. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. You can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. We also have a mailbox coming up, and we can count later this hour here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
But the number one hurdle, challenge, whatever you want to call it, I think they're going to have is, frankly, the evidence or lack of it. There's an acquittal. The evidence is not going to change. So what are the feds going to come up with that's going to actually prove the that there was civil rights violations here for Trayvon Martin? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What do you think, America? 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hello, Pete.
Good day, Princess. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. How about you?
What rain. It's a godsend. We got to get to July.
No kidding. In drought land, it's like a miracle when you have this kind of rain. I agree.
Oh, yeah. And the rain got me to thinking. I was out, you know, dancing in the rain, and I thought, I ain't got a lick of sense. Well, I know two old boys that didn't have a lick of sense because they were out in that rain. They didn't have sense enough to come in out of it, and that's what happened to them.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it really is a tragedy, it is. It's a tragedy. Guarantee, you know, anybody who owns a gun knows what they have to do, and they know how to use the weapon should they get in the situation. You don't really want to use the weapon if you don't have to, other than perhaps hunting for sport. But you know what I'm saying, Pete, because you've been in that situation. And so then Zimmerman ends up in the middle of this, and his entire life he's got to think about that. And also, by the way, look over his back and have four, you know, two eyes, four eyes in the back of his head, because who knows if someone doesn't go after him.
Yeah, and I don't know, this if I was been that kid, I'd said, hey man, do you live around here? I gotta get out of the rain. If you ask somebody for help, they're gonna give it to you. But apparently the kid just walked up and cold cocked the dude. You know,
yeah, he did.
He was there.
Yep.
You know, and that's sad that he had to do that, you know. Yet all the guy had to do was say, hey, man, is there anywhere I can get in out of this rain? But instead, he sucker punches him and does his thing. And this is what we get.
Yep. A mess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's amazing that he got acquitted. And I don't know, it's a good thing and a bad thing. Like you say, he's going to be looking over his shoulder the rest of his life.
I definitely think that. I think there are people that are enraged and just could go after him, absolutely. Not even provoke that much. I think they could go in his direction. So certainly the people around him know that. He might not even stay in Florida.
You know, and did you get a good look at the fine individuals that were in the streets rioting?
Yes.
There, buddy.
Yeah, I agree. Beating people up and screaming things out, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's the new way, I guess. That's our youth of America. What the hell happened?
Yeah, I say it's one thing it's one thing to have some kind of a vigil. It's one thing to have a peaceful assembly. It's another thing to just go crazy and berserk. Just to have an excuse to do that is personally what I think. And some of the areas where you saw that, and unfortunately, that does nothing but trash the whole process, and certainly doesn't. And if the idea was to lift up Trayvon Martin, you're not lifting him up by doing that.
It's this civil case. I don't know. And so they're just looking to get paid, I believe. They're not. They don't care about that kid. You and I care more about him than these people do.
Yeah. If they're pursuing that, I think it's a cockamamie thing. The whole idea of, you know, doing the civil thing, because I there's not a leg to stand on. I don't see it, and I certainly don't see the evidence, and sad to think of it that way. Pete, I think part of that is the pressure from others like Al Sharpton to pursue that. I don't know that it was so much the parents, but Sharpton was on the bandwagon for that, and a few other folks as well, saying, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to flip this around, and we're going to go and try to get some kind of a judgment here. And that's what it does make you think, that, oh, yeah, let's make profit off of this thing. Then others would say, well, this is a way to pursue them if you're furious over the outcome of it. Remember the Browns and pursuing O.J. Simpson and what happened to him in a civil court because they didn't get the verdict they wanted in the criminal verdict. Of course, these are two very different cases. Sally in Washington, you have the floor. Hey, Sally.
Hi, Kate. I have a summer cold, so I hope you can hear me okay.
We got you. No problem.
I don't have TV, but I was over at my friend's when this case first came out. I was watching a TV show, and they put a picture up there that looked like a cute little 12-year-old boy with Skittles, they said, killed by a big white racist guy. And they tampered with the 911 tape. They falsified it and tried to make him from the very beginning out to be a racist. And that is what I heard that night. And then I heard the president say, well, you know, this could have been my son.
Mm-hmm, you're right.
And then I don't know how much time went by, over a week. I go there, you know, I don't watch TV that much. But then all of a sudden other things came out. And, you know, they said that Trayvon Martin's mother said, oh, that's my son crying out for help. You know, she swore that was her son. And then this stuff started coming out like, no, he's not a 12-year-old. He's a teenager. And not only is he a teenager, he's tall and lanky. And that's the picture they first put out. And then they said that they tampered with the tape.
Yeah.
And they put that, you know. And so from the very beginning, this is yellow journalism, which is distortion.
You know what, Sally, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. There were a lot of distorted facts. My aunt said the very same thing you just said to me, that, man, I got sucked into this, and I just thought the way they portrayed, Zimmerman, and then all of a sudden I find out his head was smashed and he was hit first, and that all the details weren't correctly being put out there. And so it really made it look like he was just this thug that was going after him, period. And a lot of the other facts were distorted, too, like you said.
Words paint pictures. pictures, and they painted Zimmerman as a big white racist man who killed the president's son, because it could have been Obama's son, President Obama's son. Yeah. And, I mean, look at how they painted that. And then the truth starts coming out. They find out he's Hispanic, and I think his dad's Jewish. And then they're going down there to protest. I don't have TV, but I thought that before the trial, at this very beginning, there were people that went to the wrong Zimmerman home. They wanted to go protest, and it was the wrong Zimmerman family. Maybe I'm wrong about that.
No, there was a story. Yeah, there was a story where that happened. Yes.
I thought so, but see, I only have radio, and I don't have TV, and I see it, I can't handle TV. But then I also heard about, you know, on the radio about him told to get back in the car, and they said a police officer, and then I found out, no, it was a dispatcher. And then I found out he didn't pull the gun. Oh, and they didn't even show the head wound. I think it was CNN that was the first time that showed they got a camera and they went to Zimmerman's head to see if there was really a wound on his head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They
I don't know if that. Do you remember that?
I remember that story, yeah. And then you saw the picture and it was brutal.
And it's like, who tampered with this on purpose? I mean, that guy should have been in court and sued. I mean, whoever it was, I don't know what. Was it NBC? Who was it that did that?
NBC altered the words and CNN.
But wasn't it a person that worked for him?
Yeah.
I mean, they need to narrow it down. Who did that? And he's the one that should be on trial. I mean, seriously, he caused this whole mess by altering the 911 call and the picture that was put up and painting Zimmerman as a. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, the twisting what was twisting the facts to look like something completely different. I agree. There was a big problem with that. So if you had turned on the TV, if you had just read the headlines, you didn't know what was going on, you absolutely, you start to form an opinion and think, wow, this guy, man, there is no question he purposely was out to shoot him. There was definitely some coverage that portrayed it backwards. You're right. Yeah, and that's the problem. I mean, you know, that's ultimately the problem. Thanks, Sally. That's ultimately the problem, that there were a lot of false reports that were out there. I shouldn't even say false. I think sometimes they were false. There was this race to get to the story first, and so now a lot of times some of the steps are being taken out of what reporters or mainstream media would do. Not so much the opinion media like talk shows, but the people who so-called report the news. Lots of opinions. We're heading to the mailbag next.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
I like to see you go right across the floor.
Check it in just a second. Just wanted to tell you that thousands of people staged demonstrations in cities across America Sunday and into Monday. There were about a dozen arrests. I mentioned this in New York City and L.A. And this was disappointment and anger in some cases about the decision in Sanford, Florida to acquit George Zimmerman in the fatal shooting of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. We've been tossing around here on ATN. We've been talking about it since the day it happened and the various aspects of how it looked like it could unfold. And the Stand Your Ground law in Florida, I think, is ultimately what this came out to be and what the jury decided to do. Although initially the reports are that they were split and then they went back and talked about it again. And there were some weird twists in the courtroom and the fast process this was in 14 days. So justice done here or not. 855-266-5283 if you want to throw in your two. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So the first one we get is from Lillian, who says, my take on the actions of rioters after the Zimmerman trial is this. If the decision had been guilty, whites would not have taken to the streets. P.S. I like your show. You are on top of the issues. Thanks, Lillian. She's saying, hey, I'm just going to call like I see it. This is what I see. This one from Karen Starr, who says, boy, it's such a sad thing that happened here. It shouldn't have happened, but we can't put the genie back in the bottle. There's no way to reverse time. Unfortunately, I guarantee George Zimmerman wishes he could have reversed this. In fact, I believe he said that initially and tried to say it to the families who wanted no parts of hearing that. But this was a tough thing to watch through the court systems because it was really blown apart in different directions through the media. And people who weren't paying attention jumped on different bandwagons, I believe, because they just gravitated toward whatever they were listening to, unfortunately. So they didn't have what I would call an informed opinion. So look at ultimately, you know, what you get in this case. And in this case, it's very sad to see what happened here. It's sad for our nation, and it's sad to go backwards. And especially, do we always have to bring race into everything? Listen, I understand from one perspective, but I have to say I do not like it. Okay, Judy throws in, and Judy says, wow, I'm very surprised by this verdict, although I didn't think he deserved any kind of a life sentence. And, of course, I'm talking about Zimmerman, but I am surprised that he didn't get anything and that he was completely acquitted of what happened here. He shot a 17-year-old kid. Why do people not recognize this? Listen, I'm white, and I'm saying, why do they not recognize that he killed another human being? Shouldn't something happen here? Shouldn't he have to answer to somebody for this? Okay, not life, not a giant sentence, but a something sentence. What was this jury on, crack? I hate to take a swing, but I feel like I need to. What led the jury to this cockamamie verdict? Okay, here's one from Alan listening to us in Washington. How about that? We do have a lot of listeners in Washington. Glad to get this email from Alan. And Alan says, Kate, it breaks your heart no matter how you stand on this. There is no good answer to this. There is no right or wrong, really, except for that the fact is, as we move forward, some people are using this to create more race tensions, and that is wrong. That's wrong on so many levels, I can't even get into it with this mere email. But did you hear about the man who was jogging alongside of a road when three men abducted him and beat him? He's claiming that the attack was retaliation for George Zimmerman's acquittal. This happened in Mississippi. The police chief says the victim, who is white, this is what I read anyway, was jogging, as I mentioned, along Highway 51 when the supposed suspects pulled over and ordered him to get inside their car. And one of them said, do you know who Trayvon Martin was? At that point, they started attacking him. This is the sick, twisted nonsense that doesn't need to happen as a result of the verdict because it only makes things worse. What say you? Well, of course. I mean, how am I not going to agree with that? Picking someone up and forcing them to get into the car and saying this is in retaliation for what happened with Trayvon Martin is wrong. Absolutely, it's wrong. And let's hope that there's not more of that kind of nonsense. If, in fact, the story is true, that's too bad because this doesn't need to turn into that. It shouldn't turn into that, in other words. This is very worrisome. It really is. Peaceful protest, being upset about it, absolutely. Saying that this was the right thing to do, but it was a hard thing to do, whatever your perspective is. There are ways to go about and show your displeasure without turning it into a full-blown race, my race against your race, and it's that's what this is all about and all that kind of stuff. Because that really gets us nowhere. We go round and round with that argument, and there is no place to land except for backwards. That's it. Let's go to another one. This one from John, who says, I really wanted to talk about something else. I've heard you lately talking about sports. Bravo. As you mix a little of that into the conversation, and there are some things I would love to ask you about with fantasy football, but really it's about Trayvon Martin's family as they move on, and it's about the death of a 17-year-old kid. I think George Zimmerman overreacted. It didn't need to happen, but Trayvon Martin, by all accounts, smashed his head, almost killed him. What was he going to do then at that point? Whether, you know, the cow was way out of the barn, the train was off the tracks, whatever cliche you want to use, it was too late. He was in the middle of it, and he was going to have to do something to back him off, and it wasn't going to be with his fists. It was going to be with probably a piece of steel, if you want, a piece of iron, a bullet, because he was somebody who did carry, and he was somebody who knew how to use the weapon. So this is what it results in. It is very, very depressing because I think it was unnecessary. That seems to be the word, unnecessary, unnecessary, unnecessary. Well, I think we all agree, and Zimmerman lives with this, and he said as much. He didn't say it was unnecessary. He was apologizing, if you remember, when he was charged, to the family of Trayvon Martin. But it's too bad. It is. It's too bad. And as an earlier caller said on this show that you might have missed, the thing is do we move forward with this? A great caller from Alabama. Do we move forward with this and take it a step in a different direction, saying, okay, so you're confronted with this situation. What do you do? What are you doing in this situation? Are you turning around and calling the neighborhood or the police dispatch and letting them handle it? The smart thing to do. And if you're cruising around in your car, hopefully you are a neighborhood watch person, know the roads well, and then have a better idea of what you're seeing. You know, it's that whole thing about what I see, they can hand, five of us can sit in a room, they hand us a picture, and all five of us see something different. So it's your lenses, the eyes that you see through, how you react to certain situations, and that's also the problem with this, and we know that. It's definitely the big problem with this one. Let's go to Ray in Missouri to top this one out. Hey, Ray, throw in your 2 cents. Thanks for the call.
Good evening, Kate.
Hey, what do you think?
I don't know. The Justice Department's going to jump on this now, so If I'm at the house and somebody does actually break in, I should hope that they're white because I'm white. If I have to protect myself and shoot them, otherwise the Justice Department is going to try to sue me for civil.
Yeah, I think that goes nowhere. They don't have really a leg to stand on. I don't see what kind of evidence they could bring forward that would change that.
And That's what Mr. Obama and
Eric Holder
that's trying to do. And this thing had, I believe, nothing to do with race other than the part of the young angry man that did lose his life, which was sad because in the testimony he was using racial slurs.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of those facts weren't fully out there, as we talked about before. A lot of people didn't realize what had happened to him, and it's a sad situation that if you could reverse time and they wouldn't have hooked up that way, that's, of course, would be the ultimate thing you'd rather see happen, Ray. You know that. There's clearly no big winners here. Zimmerman's acquitted.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Check this out. You might have lost track of this, but this is something that popped up on the radar really pretty much after it happened, after a year or two, and there was more discussion on the actual 9/11 attacks. A federal judge started listening to testimony on Monday, that is going to help him decide whether the owners of World Trade Center buildings destroyed in September 11th attacks can pursue billions of dollars in damages from aviation companies linked to the hijacked plane. So you say to yourself, well, how's that? The building owners, World Trade Center Properties, that's officially the title. They already got $5 billion in insurance money. Now they want money from, think of the planes that crashed into, unfortunately, the Trade Center buildings. United Airlines, U.S. Air, American Airlines, parent company AMR. They say the $3.5 billion that they're seeking for destruction of the Twin Towers and a third skyscraper would amount to double compensation. So the attorney representing World Trade Center Properties says accounting and construction experts have assessed damages of or at least $7.2 billion from the attacks. Should they get that extra money? Since They already got some money. Do they deserve to have more? Okay, then this is going to take a while, but that case will be much greater than the length of the Zimmerman trial. This is a crazy story when you hear it. If I told you, you know what, there was this guy in a motel room, and it's the weirdest thing. He had amnesia, and then he woke up only speaking Spanish. Well, was he, you'd ask me, well, is he Mexican? Was he Spanish? No. He's Swedish. So 4 months after they found him in Palm Springs, they're looking into this crazy mystery of how he woke up with no memory of his past and speaking only Swedish. He was calling himself a different name, and he was found in a motel room. They took him into a regional center where he woke up, and then he starts to tell them about himself. And it's a rare mental disorder, it turns out, that is characterized by memory loss, sudden and unplanned travel, and possible adoption of a new identity. Oof. You get all confused and you don't even know what your identity is anymore, and you're speaking a different language that you don't even know. That is crazy. Sounds like a setup to me, doesn't it? But there is no setup. This is really what happened to this guy. Oh, creepy. Creepy because trying to unravel that would be so hard. Oh, it'd be terrible trying to unravel that. Are you kidding me? What a nightmare. What a nightmare. So another nightmare is what's happening on the Hill. We're talking about a big showdown vote that's looming big time, and one that you've got the minority leader, Harry Reid, saying, let's make a deal now or else you can forget about it. So what possibly would constitute that kind of a reaction from Harry Reid? This is another one of those things that was tweeted out to me, and I started to look at it, and I couldn't for the life of me initially figure this out. And then a light bulb went off. Oh, yeah, lady, don't you remember? So the majority leader, Harry Reid, threw out an ultimatum to the Republicans to confirm at least 7 presidential appointees or face a controversial rule change that could drain their power. It was a late-night meeting attended by nearly every senator, failed to produce an agreement to resolve the dispute. So think about the kind of man hours we're talking about. Think about that. Republicans have delayed or blocked presidential nominees now, in some senses, for a while. Past 15 months, I guess, something like that. Some of them are a surprise, and some of them make sense. Let's put it that way. Reid is trying that whole filibustering thing, too, and that hasn't really worked. And so, as I said, Republicans have delayed or blocked presidential nominees by voting their filibuster powers, which allows 41 senators to block access to the 100-member chamber. So this is what's been dubbed nuclear option. Only a little bit different of a different kind of a nuclear option. Izzy is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm good. Mr. Zimmerman is free. I love it.
Yeah, were you surprised by that, honestly, though?
No.
You thought they were going to come up with that verdict?
I said that a long time ago, Kate.
Yeah. Stand your ground. Remember, you and I talked about it. I got so shot down for that.
They did not have the element of second degree. That was the problem.
Yeah.
Had they charged him with involuntary manslaughter, he'd be in jail right now.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind, but they did not have the elements of second degree. But the civil suit, the Martins might want to rethink that, really, because in the state of Florida, they are responsible for their son's actions up until 18.
Mm.
And, oh, yeah, in most states, that rule holds true, that you are responsible financially for your child. And all the money that this has cost and the terror that's been put into the Zimmerman, George has every right to sue the Martins because face it, first Tracy, then Sabrina, then Crump, almost in that order, started this mess. And those two parents allowed their attorney to incite all the racial hatred. And I'm sorry, it may sound harsh, but I'm putting the blame right at their feet for what's going on right now. They said, all we want is an arrest and a trial. They got that. That's not enough now. And by the way, they have collected in excess of $2 million. Several people have been, and myself have been working on this from the very beginning of all the donations, which we cannot calculate other than those that were reported. But in the various lawsuits and the $75,000 she collected from the state of Florida for victim payouts, et cetera, et cetera, they're in excess of $2 million.
Wow.
And they want more? Well, I'm sorry. The boy was guilty. And had the prosecution not lied, I hope Amara slams them. I just slams them into disbarment with their antics because that's all they get. Starting with Pam Bondi on down because, honest to God, that woman does not deserve to be Attorney General. She's a big player in this.
She is a big player in this. Thank you for pointing that out. Yes.
And she had a personal relationship with Crump in addition to a professional one. Got her friend Corey appointed, and Governor Scott, a fool, should have stopped this because he could have.
Yeah.
But they went forward, and Corey came out with all of her hoopla. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Honey, you didn't have squat. You overcharged. You made a fool, and you lied in court. I watched that trial from day one, Kate.
Yeah, she did lie in court. Yeah.
They all did, and I watched Della Ronda. Lie in court, I watched John Guy stand right there and lie on the last day of court. And I thought, my God, there's at least six canon ethics. So all the looters out there, all of the rioters, give me a break. The reason they're not rioting heavily, by the way, in and around Sanford or that area is because the white people, and this sounds racist, but, you know, I don't care. I really don't care. It's a fact. Have basically put the word out. You come sniffing around here starting trouble, you're going to get shot. You're going to get shot. They have been prepared for this, and they decided not to take it anymore. So, yeah, let's put the finger pointing where it belongs and let Zimmerman alone because that man has a tough road to hoe right now. And thank you for crooked attorneys and greedy parents.
Izzy, as always, taking a hard line, but she's right. I mean, end to end of that conversation, she was watching it. She did call this show. We did have those conversations for sure. I guarantee there's a potpourri of other opinions. Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.